following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Have you or someone you love been the victim of a bad tech job? Suffering from outdated skills, mind-numbing projects, and code that just won't compile? Feeling depressed because respected tech employers can't find you? Dice.com is here to help.
Visit Dice.com to search over 80,000 tech job postings, from mobile app development to software engineering to project management. Register on Dice.com today and claim your fair share of the best tech jobs from top employers. Dice.com.
Would you put away that flip phone? You're embarrassing me. And haven't you had those old khakis since college?
This phone still works, as long as I don't have to press the 7 key. And these are my lucky pants.
Trust me, there is nothing lucky about those pants. You need to get a pair.
Get a what?
Get a pair of LK Life khaki pants from Haggar. Khakis that look great, fit great, and feel great.
They sound cool. So if I get a pair, do you think...
Yeah, you might have a better shot at getting lucky.
Get a pair of LK Life khakis from Haggar at a special price of $29.99 now through October 30th. Visit Haggar.com for a complete list of stores near you.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday. We're wide open today. We've got Bo Pelini's press conference in the second half of the show as they get ready for Minnesota. What a wild and wacky, upside-down weekend it was in just about every major league sport, whether it's football, whether it's baseball, locally a little volleyball. Saw a lot of upsets there. We'll get into all of that. You've got Jim Leland retiring this morning, just moments ago, as the manager of the Detroit Tigers. You've got the unbelievable weekend kind of started for me, Jimmy, with Clayton Kershaw just getting blown up.
Whoa, did he
Friday
ever.
Night by the Cardinals. You hate to see the big guys just get blown up. You know, if they lose, they lose, but he just didn't have it. You had all the upsets in college football. Something that I'll get into here momentarily, I found yesterday, and maybe, you know, who knows what kind of mood you're in from day to day, and maybe that was part of it, but I thought yesterday was one of the hardest days to watch the NFL that I can ever remember for a variety of reasons, and we'll get into that in just a little bit. But obviously, the story of the weekend with all these upsets, all these crazy things happening, I know you pointed this out to me before the show, Jimmy, is that Jamie McMurray won the NASCAR race yesterday.
Pointed that out to you.
That was huge. He's not even in the race for the chase for the race for the thing where they go around and go ding ding. No, and you know, he'd been on a 3-year slump, and he won yesterday. I guess his car finished ahead of the other 42 cars that were in the race. So I knew that shocked you.
Yeah, it shocked me. Where was that race at again?
That was at Talladega. Down there in Alabama.
I saw a movie on that one time. I think I turned the channel, too, after a little bit of it. Yeah.
Ricky Booby was on television this weekend, too. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. What as you walk in on this Monday morning, what's the thing that is forefront in your mind as far as all the sports that you saw this
weekend? Well, I think the NCAA that came out with their selections, you know, the NCAA selection committee came out, and I would make a big stand if I was on the committee. And I'm not on the committee, but, Doug, I think you and I should be on the committee. And but we're not on the committee. But I would take a big stand that Baylor should be ahead of Stanford and Miami of Florida. Miami of Florida struggled in a game this week, won the game, And Stanford has been beaten. And Baylor has done nothing wrong to not even claim the very top spot. I mean, I'm talking about the top spot. Baylor could say, hey, we have. Now, a lot of other teams can't claim that. But I'm not saying that Baylor should be number one, two, three, four, or even five. I'm going to give him Missouri, even though Baylor's done nothing wrong. Arkansas State had Missouri down in the fourth quarter. You know, and I think you have to look at the whole variety of what took place here, Doug. And another thing on Baylor, last year Baylor was 4-5. And Kansas State, who was ranked number two in the nation, went into Baylor and got beat bad.
Mm-hmm.
And Baylor has not lost since that day. So, I mean, a lot of times they go, well, you got to base it on what happened last year. Well, last year, you know, they beat UCLA in a bowl game. UCLA's not bad.
No.
I mean, and I guess what I'm saying is Stanford's ranked number six in the nation. Evidently, it's got to be because of that UCLA win. Well, Baylor beat them worse last year in a bowl game. So if we're going to base it on some things, and since Stanford has one loss and Baylor has none, if I was at Baylor, I'd be going, what are you possibly doing here to let Stanford be ranked ahead of me? Now, there could be an argument for it, but it's not very good.
Yeah,
and, you know, that's my take. Now, you can argue for it, but it's just not a very good argument.
The national people last night breaking it down, and again, it's week one and is of the BCS, and as we always know, it tends to work itself out by the end. It may go down to that last week, like it did last year with Oregon and K-State getting knocked off on their last game, and it may go down to that. But you get to strength the conference, your strength of schedule so far, and as I've said for a number of times, Jimmy, they have talked about preseason football rankings. And not every poll now is involved, but the coaches' poll is. That is why Baylor is lower than the rest of them, because of the preseason poll. Baylor wasn't put up there. They weren't even ranked in some of the top 25 polls at the preseason. They were right there. They were receiving votes. But that is why I'm saying, for you to make your mark, it takes more than one season. Once you fall out, Alabama has made their mark. It would take multiple losses in back-to-back years for them to fall down out of the top 10, whereas a zero-loss or a one-loss season, now they still have a chance at a national championship. If you're a Baylor, if you're a Nebraska, if you're a UCLA, if you're a team that's been doing okay lately, but you haven't finished in the top five, you have to run the table. And then next year, if Baylor runs the table, plays for the national title or wins a bowl game, even if they don't get in, the next year starts in the top 10, they're going to have a much better chance to get up there. But you have a hard time being a one-hit wonder unless you're the only undefeated team like Auburn 3 years ago. They started about 24th in the polls and just waited for everybody to lose, and some teams twice. And I'll tell you what, I don't see, just specifically with Stanford, I don't see where the Pac-12 is overly a great conference this year. They're top-heavy. And I obviously what's going to hurt Baylor is everybody just is way down on the Big 12. Baylor's going to win it, but doesn't matter. Baylor's going to win it. If they win it, Jimmy, then they say it's a weak conference because, well, why else would a Baylor want it? Not because Baylor became great. Oh, man, everybody else must be down.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Miami of Florida, I think, beat Florida, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct? Early in the season by like 2 points. And then Georgia has played a triangular with Vanderbilt and Missouri, and they're 0-2. So the Georgia game's not big. Is that correct about
Miami? Yeah, Miami beat Florida 21-16.
Okay, so Miami and Missouri both beat Florida. I mean, you know, Miami, so Florida's a two-loss team right now. And so and Georgia's a three-loss team. So, I mean, I'm taking a look at, you know, some of the games they're giving accolades for Missouri. And Stanford went into Army. And it had Army down 7 in the fourth quarter. Now, let's just be honest about it. If Baylor was favored by 7 points over Army at the end of 3, who do you got?
I'm going to tell you.
77-7, maybe. I mean, I'm telling you, this is so far off that it absolutely. Now, I'm not saying Baylor can not. Baylor may not. They could lose. I have got Baylor losing. I have no problem with that. But I'm just saying for right now. When you've got to rate 10 people and say, hey, let's be fair on who you're going to rate and where you're going to rate them out. You know, I just think that was just, and Texas Tech, same thing. You know, they haven't done anything wrong.
Jimmy, see if you kind of agree with this assessment here. Everybody's up in arms this morning because it's not Alabama and Oregon 1-2, because that's what everybody wants to see. That's what everybody's been talking about. That's what everybody assumed it was. You know what? You're the folks that want a system. You're the one. So this is the system. This is what it's telling you. Oh, but it's wrong. It's wrong. It's supposed to be Alabama and Oregon until one of them lose. Why? Clemson beat Georgia. The SEC does not look good today. For the first time in a long, long, long time, the SEC does not look strong today. I'll go as far to say this is the weakest the SEC has looked in years.
Yes.
After what happened this weekend. Kudos to Missouri and Vanderbilt, but it's the same argument that we were just talking about with Baylor. Come on, Vanderbilt should never beat Georgia at college football. So why is Florida State catching so much? And then that was amazing. On the road, stomping the number three team in the country. It should make you less embarrassed if you're a Nebraska fan about how you've been rolled a couple times in the last couple of seasons when you see something like that happen.
Yeah, I have no problem with what the statement that they have for Florida State. I honestly do have no problem with them being, they can be number one as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I have no problem with any of this. What my problem is, and Doug, I think these teams that are undefeated that aren't just sneaking by. You know, they're going, oh my, they're undefeated, but boy, are they lucky to be undefeated. I mean, they've got a weak schedule. Like Houston last, you know, Houston got beat 45-44. They could have been undefeated. They went into BYU, mm-hmm. played them really well, had a one loss. But, you know, even if they would have won by a point, I don't think they're not doing quite what Texas Tech and Baylor are really doing to other people. So that's pretty amazing to me. But, hey, you know, you asked what else? High school football. Yeah. Friday. I was going to tell you, Kearney High looked really good. There was a defensive player, Brian Arp, that had a great game. In the first quarter, the second play of the game, knocked the ball loose. Kearney High ended up recovering a fumble. He played one heck of a football game. And I know accolades to the whole team. You know, everybody played well. They had a really good game plan, dominated the game. But it would be I just felt like I needed to bring his name up because of how well he dominated the football game. Had a lot of sacks, forced a lot of fumbles, forced a lot of hurries, just really dominated the game and had a good game on offense, too.
Yeah, we talked with Coach Cool last week on the show, and that will get them into the playoffs. They still have North Platte coming in this week. Grand Island looking good. Class A, once again, we talked about it with Bob Jensen last week, and then the number one and two teams, the two undefeated teams that were left in Omaha North and Millard West, both lost last Thursday and Friday. So we'll see how it all. Millard West is West Side. Millard West is back up to number one in the Lincoln and Omaha papers. So A is kind of upside down, and we're down to the last week of the regular season. Some teams will be fighting to get into the playoffs. Some teams will be fighting for home field advantage, and some teams will be fighting to get on that number one line. There was nothing, and again, I scanned it again this morning. I guess there was nothing that was really eye-popping, you know, from Friday night.
The only thing I got is how well that C2 areas with Donovan Trumbull, Blue Hill, St. Cecilia, and Sutton. We thought they might be that good, but they've lived up to this. Every game has been very competitive. There's good athletes in that area. Hey, you know, Cozad and Kearney Catholic was a great game. I mean, a great football game. Those two teams have lived up to what they needed to do. Elm Creek and Overton in the area have lived up what they mm-hmm. needed to do. And Loomis is having a nice year. You know, they had to start the season off at Amherst, I think. And maybe that game was at Loomis. I don't know. But they started off the season with that game. But they've had a nice season, and Amherst has done everything that you and I thought they would do this year.
One of the maybe the most interesting is to see how that rivalry game between Pierce and Norfolk Catholic wound up, with Pierce coming from behind, going for a two-point conversion. Norfolk Catholic had a shot at a field goal on the last play, and they've been so solid at that, they missed it. It continues to be the best high school rivalry in the state. But it also gets people thinking that maybe those two teams aren't, one of them isn't the number two team in the state, because Boone Central has proven they are the number one team right now in C1. And I don't think there's any, with all due respect to Cozad, you had to go overtime with Kearney Catholic. When I'm looking at a number one, I'm looking at a dominant, and Boone Central has been by far dominant. In fact, they may be the most dominant of all the number ones in any of the classes right now. Stu has Cozad second, Syracuse third, Kearney Catholic fourth. You know, I'm sure the people in the Northeast saying, we can take care of Cozad, Kearney Catholic, and Adams Central. But that's what makes it interesting when those teams will clash later on in the playoffs. Millard West is 1-A. They've got Grand Island 10th, still not giving them a whole lot of respect because their one loss was a blowout loss.
You know, and I think Grand Island is definitely improved. Most Class A schools improve. You know, most Class C1 schools improve. Most 8-man 2 schools improve. So that, just saying that, you know, most teams get better. But Grand Island, after that game, I'm sure they found out a few things that they need to do. And I was very impressed with them when they played Kearney High. I mean, and watch them play, and they're doing things the right way. They got a lot of little weapons that they can throw out at you. And, you know, just defensively, and they needed to stop the run, I believe. I just saw that because I saw some footage of the game. I think that was basically they just could not stop the run. You know, Millard North, after they came into Kearney, and Kearney held them to a 12-7 game with 3 minutes to go in the game. It's 12-7. Yeah. And were you at that game, Doug, or not? But Millard North is beating people like 50-49.
And, yeah, they're 4-4, but they're ranked third now in the state.
Yeah, because they're beating some really good teams. You know, so you know, that was kind of an interesting game. So but that's the interesting. I mean, you know, we'll go back to Kearney High too. They beat Lincoln Southwest, and Southwest has won their district.
Yeah, they put
I don't know if they've won it. They have to play Lincoln East. They're leading it right now, but they play Lincoln East. But they're in the state. Yeah, so they're really good high school football in the area again.
Well, and you look at the wild card point just a little bit more on Grand Island. Yeah, Southwest now 5-3 because I think they've won 4 in a row. So they're 5-3. But Grand Island, they're not going to end up 10th because right now they're tied for 3rd in the wild card points. They win again this week. They're not going to get any worse than that, you know, 3rd, 4th. They're going to win a game in the playoffs, which will get them to the final 8. I think they'll have a legitimate shot then. You'll get into all these teams so balanced where I think when you get to the Elite 8, there won't be – you can't be surprised if anybody gets beat. So Class A, wide, wide open again this year.
And you know, Doug, real quick, is you could catch a really good team that's like the 12 or 13 or – 11 or 10 seed, you know, somewhere in there, they could be really could win the whole ball of wax. That's how Class A's may have played this year.
You got a Lincoln East team that's 7-1, but they're 11th in the points.
Yeah, so somebody could get, you know, a really tough draw that first round. It's not going to be an automatic. Usually, when you look at a 16 versus a 1, you know, usually it's pretty much over, but this year I don't see it that way.
Gretna, number 1 and B, according to the Omaha World Herald. Aurora, 5th. York, 6th. McCook, 7th. C1, we told you about with Boone Central, number 1. Kearney Catholic, 4th. Adams Central, 10th. Cozad, 2nd. Donovan Trumbull, number 1 in C2. And then you've got Blue Hill, 6th. St. Cecilia, 8th. And Sutton is 10th. Exeter Milligan, number 1 in D1. Overton, 4th. Bruning Davenport, Shickley is 5th. Fall City, Sacred Heart is number 1 in D2 with Giltner 2nd, Amherst 4th, Fullerton 5th, Shelton is 8th, and then Silver Lake remains number 1 in the 6-man rankings. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we've got more to chat about. Bo Pelini's press conference is right around the corner, so stay with us.
Are you serious about maximizing muscle growth, boosting strength, and optimizing hormones so you can get noticed in the gym? Well, you asked, and Complete Nutrition listened. Introducing the new L3 Anabolic Stack. L3 is the best new muscle-building supplement stack on the planet. If you want to jack up testosterone levels 42% in as little as 12 days, all while packing on tons of muscle and raising growth hormone levels so you can be the man you never thought you'd be, stop by a Complete Nutrition store today and find out how the new L3 series is changing the muscle building game for men.
Complete Nutrition.
Warning, if you put on more than 15 pounds of muscle in the first 4 weeks, please visit your personal health consultant to adjust your dosage.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's The Herd. Whether it's a date on your calendar, like a birthday or anniversary, or just because, why don't you try to brighten somebody's day with roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. I always send my wife roses, and when I do, it's 1-800-Flowers.com. Of course, I do it on her birthday and the anniversary, but the best reaction I get is when I send roses just because. Because she let me watch pro football on Sunday or college football on Saturday. Just because you're a great mom and a great friend. She's blown away every time. Makes her smile. And since 1-800-Flowers.com wants to help you deliver a smile, they've created this special offer. Order a dozen fresh, stunning roses and receive another dozen and a vase for free. All just $29.99. That's half off the original cost. A full bouquet of 24 roses and a vase, $29.99. You can't beat this offer. Don't wait. Send a smile today. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, desktop or mobile device. Both work. Click on the radio mic upper right side. Enter Colin. That's the radio code. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Colin or call 1-800-Flowers and mention.
Suffering from empty pocket syndrome? Looking for extra cash in the cushions? Discover the hidden value in your home with a home equity loan from Platte Valley State Bank. We have home equity loans from as low as 3.99 APR, depending on credit qualifications. Use that extra cash for anything you need, from school car for the kids to new kitchen appliances. Limited time offer, so stop by today or apply online at pvsb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With considerable cloud cover and some sunny breaks at times as well through the day today, we'll head up to 57 with northwest winds of 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance for a shower late with a low near 41. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 46.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Know a lot of folks coming back from the Bon Jovi concert last night, getting all crazy, running away, and Bad Medicine, and all the great songs from Bon Jovi. So hopefully they had a great time. A lot of concerts going on now with the new Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. The women's basketball team has their first exhibition game on Sunday. Then another week, UNK will go in for their exhibition games with the Huskers. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you've got a bad case of the Monday blues, well, the Chicken Coop wants to make your Monday a fun day. Stop into the Chicken Coop every Monday night for Monday Night Football and buy the Coop Koozie for only $5. You keep the koozie and you put 12-ounce cold ones in it from 7 to close Monday nights, and they only cost you a buck. How much better can you do than getting a $5 koozie and dollar cold ones from 7 to close, only a buck? Of course, you can't watch football without the tasty boneless wings. 40 cents a piece. Get any flavor that you want. Get as many as you want and sit back and enjoy a great night. Monday night for family fun, drinks, and food. Head on out to the Chicken Coop, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. Slide on in early for happy hour. And if you want lunch, it's there for you every single day. The Monday lunch special is the juicy steak sandwich and your choice of side for only $6.99. Stop in and see them today. Whether you're on your own, with your family, with your coworkers, with your friends, it's the Chicken Coop, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. Time now to see how we did in Pigskin Pick'em. Man, am I bad. But you, James, are good.
You know, last year, Doug, you covered us, so it was my year to step it up.
It is my year to go down in flames, and I have Reggie Wayne on my fantasy teams. I've got a lot of flames. I had Julio Jones. Of course, you know, I'm like anybody. If you're on more than one, you've got a lot of guys. So there you go. And Brandon, 7-3, Jimmy 7-3, but once again it came down to the tiebreaker, and Iowa, Ohio State just scored too many points for Brandon to win. I never saw that coming at 58 total points. So, Brandon, you're in for the Iowa-Nebraska tickets. You've got the Big Daly's Deli, but no Cunningham's cash. That means we're up to $50 on Friday, starting to get that pot built up. But again, it comes down to the tiebreaker. No one has won outright.
Right,
it's always come down to the tiebreaker, and it hasn't been spectacular. If the caller would go 8-2, and I remember last year, we beat up some people, 8-2, 9-1. And they were losing.
Yeah, I tell you what's killing this is this year you guys give them the point spread. See, I know the point spread already, but now you're giving it to them and they don't know it. I don't know. I think from now on we're not going to give the caller the point spread, because when they hear it, they go, "Oh, well, I'll take them then."
I went 4-6 and I had Temple.
Are you kidding me? You were the only one that had Temple.
Good Lord! But I do want to say this. And how do we say about the point spreads and winning and losing? A loss is a loss and a win is a win. I sat here and told you Notre Dame on Friday. I don't give out picks ever. And if I do, you know, they're not usually good. But I said, this is the one I like.
They were good.
Notre Dame covered.
Hey, you know what was weird about that, too, was they would have covered easily, but their quarterback got hurt. They still covered. Right. You know,
no scoring in the second half.
Were you surprised? I mean, you know, you sometimes I hate to brag about things, but I'm going to do it right now. Did I nail that Washington State-Oregon game exactly what I told you what was going to happen?
It was nervous time because it was close. Then Oregon looked like, how can they possibly cover it? It's a 10-point game. Next thing, they're up 38.
Like I said they would be.
One more score they cover, and then Washington State backdoor two scores, and you cruise home with a win.
And what did I say? That's what I said. I said, this is going to be an easy. You'll get two ways to win. Either they're going to cover, which they did, and then they subbed out, and you saw what Washington State did. The quarterback set a record for the most completions and the most passes thrown, and they scored with 17 seconds to go in a game that is 62-31. I mean, they get 40 points, but they weren't done. They needed one more. I was surprised they didn't go for two on that last one.
Over-under's 97. You got to punch that last one in to get to an even 100.
to get 100. Isn't that something?
How did the rest of your picks know?
Well, the only other one, as I had, you know, I had Iowa, which was exactly what I thought would happen. And except I didn't know Iowa would have to leave at halftime. That surprised me that Iowa actually had Ohio State down at halftime. But they covered fairly easy. The other ones,
I thought you had Central Florida.
I did that on a Friday night special. Remember, I told you that were the best team in the team. But I gave out. I think I gave Louisville up for just at the last second of Friday night special. But the actual Saturday picks, I went 3-1 on. I lost the California game. California's 0-7 against the spread. People, I'm telling you right now, if I give you California again, don't take them. They are the worst college football team I have ever witnessed. They're not very good.
Ohio State beat them.
Oh, they're not very good. And they're 0-7. Normally, people aren't 0-7 against the spread. Somebody usually covers sometime.
The National Football League, and I don't know, Jim, how much did you watch of it yesterday?
Quite a bit of it, really, but not one game the whole game. You
of
know.
Course, I go to and watch numerous games.
I know you do. Okay. Yeah, you haven't missed one play on any of them.
Yell at the TVs just like all of our group. We've got a good group. We get together. We watch the games. Yesterday was so hard to watch. I was waiting to hear this morning, and I wish we had national research type folks for this show. There had to be more penalty flags thrown yesterday, even with the bye week, if you put it together, average per game, than I have ever seen. And I'm not just talking about bad flags or missed calls or long reviews or the thing that happened in the Jets-Patriots game because I didn't have any interest. Nobody wants to see that penalty called in the Jets-Patriots game. What are you doing kicking a 56-yarder anyway? But there were so many flags. And even last night, 39-33, I know it was high scoring, the game took forever last night between the Colts and the Broncos. And it was somewhat an entertaining ball game. Just, I suppose it depends on who you're rooting for. And I mean, I thought a lot of the prognosticators were pretty much off this week. And maybe that was part of it too. Dallas-Philly wasn't a shootout. The Chicago Bears supposed to have one great defense. What? Washington lights them up. Roy Helu, what a day for him. He didn't have a lot of carries or a lot of yards, but he did it the old Jerome Bettis way. He got three touchdowns.
Right. Yeah, the Jerome Bettis, that's a good way to explain that. And you know, here's something kind of funny. I mean, this is something that the listeners on our show, I don't know if they've caught on to this, but and Doug, I don't know if you have either, but as a referee, I caught on to this. These games are so slow, and they're taking so long. We never measure anything anywhere more. They just look over. If it's an inch one way or the other and they know it, it's first down.
Bang.
Have you noticed that?
Well,
and they used to. Remember, they used to bring in the chains and it'd be off like 2.5 yards. I mean, it was so far. Why are we bringing these in? And they measure it. They're short a yard and a half. And it goes the other way. I mean, now, and when they measure, it's going to be within an inch because they have been told. They have been told, and I didn't know that, but when I refereed those danger games, all of them, we never bring them in. Everything's an eye, and you just go first down. Or you spot the ball back 6 inches so we don't have to have a measurement and have any controversy, you know.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Top of your head, best team in the NFL right now is?
There's still the team that got beat, Denver Broncos.
Yeah. Kansas City Chief fan, congratulations. You're not the best team in the NFL. And it might not be Denver. It's not you. You're undefeated. That's great. Don't take that as a slam. You might win the National Football League. But let's face it. 2 1-point home victories over the teams from Texas, and neither one of them right now are crazy good in Dallas and Houston. That's just two examples that I'm going to point out.
Well, Kansas City right now, I mean, you kind of divide your season into fours in the NFL. I had a coach tell me that one time. That's what they kind of did. You know, they fed the first four, the next four, the next four, the next four. Well, Kansas City, if they could win and go 8-0, they need to go 4-4 in the last eight games.
Yeah,
and that's going to be a good season. 12-4. Hey, just see where that puts you. If you could split with Denver, you could split with Denver and just get a little bit of help, and you can go 12-4. That just put that on the table and say, hey, we're going to be 12-4. That's what we need to do. Just go 12-4, and let's see where that puts us. And hopefully, that's good enough that you're the number one seed. Probably won't make it.
Chiefs opponents have a total of 14 wins this season.
Yeah,
Chiefs opponents,
total. What's their next game? Do they have a bye week next week? We can look that up later. But
Kansas City Chiefs, as we get ready for our Midtown Mart cooler question, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Which NFL team has been most disappointing so far this season? This was as of Friday. 70% said the Giants, 24% said the Falcons. Only 6% said the Texans. Our Midtown Mart cooler question, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Chiefs, by the way, have Cleveland and Buffalo the next 2 weeks. Ooh, scary. Cleveland at home and then at Buffalo. Our Midtown Mart cooler question today, which was the most surprising upset in the SEC? Auburn beating A&M, Missouri beating Florida, Mississippi beating LSU, Tennessee beating South Carolina, Vanderbilt beating Georgia. I'm voting Vanderbilt beating Georgia. Georgia was the most surprising upset in the SEC.
Mine was Mississippi because they had some injuries,
mm-hmm.
and they beat LSU. The Georgia Vanderbilt spread was only 7. And Georgia had been getting beat all over the place.
Stupid,
you know,
Vegas.
So, yeah.
You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Bo Pelini getting ready for his weekly press conference in Lincoln. We'll take you there next.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Many people with Medicare drug plans don't know they're at the corner of the best plan for me. And, at least it was last year, at Walgreens, our expert pharmacists can help you find the right plan with our free comparison report. Check to see if you could save up to 75% on prescription copays. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Based on Tier 1 copay for select plans featuring Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Hi, it's The Herd. There's a reason businesses are setting up Regis virtual offices all over the world. The genius business move that instantly expands your presence. Your Regis virtual office has all the benefits of a full-time office without the cost. You get an impressive address, local phone number whenever you need it, a staff to provide unlimited call answering, monthly private office use, and access to meeting rooms. Get 1 month free at regus.com/sports or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With considerable cloud cover and some sunny breaks at times as well. Through the day today, we'll head up to 57 with northwest winds of 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance for a shower late with a low near 41. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're going to be taking you here to Lincoln momentarily for Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini's weekly press conference as the coach sits down to talk about Minnesota and everything that's going to be going on for the 11 o'clock game on ESPN, which is this Saturday. And we may hear soon, by the end of the day maybe, about the Northwestern game. But I'm kind of figuring that game, we might be getting that to-be-announced type of thing, see how the teams do this weekend. Shocking, though, Jim. Nebraska favored by, opened at 8, by 10 over Minnesota. We were just talking, before the season, Huskers would have been like a 28-point favorite against Minnesota.
Oh, there is no way any individual around here that it's having people call them could take too much on that thing, because everybody in this state is going to think Nebraska is going to do that, and I think they probably will. Nebraska's not bad. I mean, you know, you saw the, you know, Purdue was a 28-point underdog to Michigan State, and I kind of was told, I think I might have told you, I don't know if Michigan State 28.
Score 20.
Well, yeah, and you know, but
14
Purdue,
to nothing,
yeah,
man.
Purdue's offense is just horrible. I just don't know if Nebraska. I'd be scared to play Indiana maybe a little bit. They'd just keep running up and down the field. Boy, there's a lot of teams that do that, though, aren't they?
You can
got
sure,
no defense and play 50 to 48.
You can sure make a case for Nebraska winning every game and losing, I don't think every game, but some of the games. I mean, a lot of the underdogs stepped up and played well this week. Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota all gave a good showing.
Yeah, they did. The Big Ten had been just everybody, the favorites had been just wiping everybody up. The game that scares me a little bit, it really does, when if Nebraska would run the table, this Iowa game,
no.
Iowa coming in,
no.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay, I'm wrong
no.
then. That's a long ways away.
Well, this
though.
Is why we get to banter every once in a while.
Well, this is a long way away. So
yeah,
that week I'll probably.
I think if Nebraska is rolling, then Iowa doesn't matter. If Nebraska is stubbing its toe, if they go to Penn State, get beat, turn around, travel all the way back, short week, 11 a.m., then yes, I can see, because what's Iowa has other rivals. But by that time, what are they going to have to play for? That game may mean a bowl trip for Iowa, and that could be why it will be so big for the Hawkeyes. Bo Pelini about ready to strike us with his weekly press conference. What he's been doing, though, in the bye week, he took his defense, and he wanted to grow them. So he put them outside. He took them out. He put them in a field with a T&L pivot system. Just sprayed them. It grew them. T&L. You can get the very best for your players, the very best for your crop as well. See Bill Shapley of Mid-States Irrigation in Kearney today and get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Don't know that Bo's going to talk about that during the press conference, but let's find out. We take you to Lincoln for Nebraska head football coach Bo Pelini.
You know, kind of had the same schedule in the bye week we had last time and felt good about what we accomplished during that time. And I think our kids are looking forward to, you know, with the second bye week, you know, getting back out there and playing and going on the road here for the second time. So, you know, I had a good practice yesterday. We probably introduced a little bit of Minnesota late last week and then kind of followed that up yesterday and getting ready to hit the ground running tomorrow.
How have those Sunday practices been working out for you guys so far?
Good. It's been a little bit different, obviously, because two of those Sundays were heading into a bye week. So I think our kids like the schedule, and I think it's been good in a lot of regards. Gives us a little more time, obviously, on Monday. So I think it'll be good going forward. I kind of like the schedule, and it's a little different for me, but I thought it would be I do like some of the advantage. There are pluses and minuses to everything, but I kind of like the way it's gone so far.
What's Taylor Martinez's status here going into the week?
You know, Taylor did a little bit yesterday. He did some field work yesterday, took some reps, and just see how he progresses and, you know, how he comes out of it, how he feels, you know, later on today, tomorrow, and then see if we give him a little bit more on Tuesday and see, you know, kind of play it by ear as the week goes on.
Does it surprise you about how long it's taken him to come back, or is it tough to tell?
It's a injury that's you know, can take a long time. You know, you just don't know. Good. I thought he had a good day. You know, but, you know, I mean, it's, we didn't give him a lot of reps. It was, you know, we'll see how it goes. Like I said, as the week goes on and he stresses it and sees where he is.
What do you want to see from it? I mean, what are you looking for when you're watching?
You know, a lot of it's by talking to him, you know, seeing, I mean, obviously he's got some rust in some areas that he's got to get, you know, cleaned up, you know, some things that, you know, it's going to be getting back footwork wise and how he feels comfortable doing all the different movements and play actions and footwork and the things that, that he has to do throwing the football, and obviously feeling comfortable being able to put his foot in the ground. And, you know, I thought he looked good, and, but, you know, like I said, you know, we didn't give him a lot to see how it goes as the week goes on and how he feels, and, you know, we're communicating with him and just, you know, play it by ear.
Did he test the foot as far as planting it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he did. I mean, he didn't go out there and we just called our offense, so.
If he could play, would you still want to rotate either Tommy or Ron in the first half or anything like that?
A lot of ifs. We'll see how it goes.
What do you make of the Legends race? It's pretty wide open with some of the results.
You look around the college football, I think everything's pretty wide open. That's just the nature of college football. And, you know, and you can throw, in my opinion, you could throw probably 40 teams in a hat and go week to week. And you know, the teams that are going to execute that given week are going to, teams are going to win football games. You know, it's, you know, it's not just the Legends division. It's across college football. That's the way it is.
What was your impression of what Minnesota was able to do at Northwestern?
It didn't surprise me. Minnesota's getting better, and I think they believe in what they're doing. I shouldn't say I'm glad it happened. I don't, you know, I mean, I hopefully our guys got, it got our guys' attention. I'm sure it did.
How's Jake Long coming along?
He's coming along. He's doing some field work, and he's probably this, like, similar to Taylor. See how he goes as the week goes on and how he feels.
Jamal Turner as well. I know he's had that kind
no
of
no issues. No issues with Jamal. No issues with other than that, we're pretty healthy.
Still considering taking a redshirt off Chavo?
Well, that's a possibility. You know, we'll see, like I said, we're just kind of practicing and a number of guys there, and we're going to go with our best option. You know, I mean, that's always a consideration. We're not here. We're not saving them for anything. We got a lot of football left to play this year. We're going to do what we feel gives us the best opportunity to win. Not with the ones, but he's been getting reps. But he's been getting reps all along.
Do you for sure want to rotate that guard, or could you ride those two guys out and just play an entire game?
Well, I mean, like I said, it's depends. You know, could we play him the whole game? Probably. Is that what we like to do? No, not necessarily. I mean, we'd rather still rotate a guy in there and give some guys some. We have a lot of flexibility on our offensive line. That's a plus. But you know, right now we're at the point where, you know, you lost a guy 2 weeks ago, so we're still trying to figure out the best combinations and exactly how to go about it. And you know, some of that plays out in you know, we've only had four practices since that time. So, you know, play it by ear a little bit and still trying to figure it out as we go along.
This was pretty good at running the ball and also stopping the run, which generally points to good offensive and defensive line play. What have you seen just from those two units from them and the challenge that they present to your own offensive and defensive line?
Well, I think they're physical up front. They have good size, and you know, they're committed to what they do, and they're not necessarily looking to get fancy in some areas, but they're committed to what they do. They want to play ball control offense, and they're heavily committed to stopping the run on defense, and they do it well. You know, they have a philosophy and they stick with it.
You see much change in their offense? Depending on which quarterback's out there,
No, I think it's pretty similar. They just go with who's hot and who they. But you know, you don't see a lot of big change in what they're doing offensively by quarterback.
2 years ago, when you guys went up there, a lot of Nebraska fans traveling. How much easier does that make the road atmosphere when you get 15,000-20,000 fans in a road stadium?
No, we're lucky. We're spoiled to a certain extent. And you know, our fans travel. They go, you know, no matter where we go, we always have a tremendous showing by our fan base, and that's always an advantage. You know, you're pulling into the opposing stadium and you see Nebraska red everywhere and the N everywhere. It's always a good feeling. You know, our guys recognize it. They understand that.
From Tommy's first start till now, where have you seen him make the most progress, do you think?
Tommy Armstrong?
Yeah.
I think he's gotten better. He made, obviously, like any quarterback, he made some mistakes in the last game. He had some plays he want back. But I can say when he first started, I mean, the games he ended up being real efficient. Believe me, there were still some things that he learned from, that he did wrong, he's a work in progress. And if you ask me 3 years from now, he's going to feel the same way. That's a position where just the more you play, the more you see, the more experience you have, and the better you get. And it takes a long time to master that position because there's a lot of different things happening. And you have a lot of things going. That's why at the next level they pay that guy a lot of money, because it's a difficult position to play.
What do they like about Leroy Alexander, or what are some things you want to see him improve on?
I like what Leroy brings to the table in a lot of different areas. He's young and he's learning. I think he's sharp. I think he'll tackle. He has good cover skills. He communicates well. He's developing as a safety, and I think he's going to be a really good one down the line. But he's still a guy at this stage of his career. He's got a lot to learn.
The 2 bye weeks to this point, I have a 6-week stretch, no breaks, no bye weeks. 6 games, rising up, let's see. How prepared do you feel like you guys are for the 6-week stretch, one and two? Is it fair to say that the quality of opponent ramps up?
Well, you know, I think it's a day-to-day thing for our football team. I felt like that. I had a pretty good understanding, I thought, of what it was going to take to bring this football team along. Probably when I first saw the bye schedule, the schedule with the 2 byes, I wasn't thrilled with it. Then, you know, as you go through camp and you think about how the season's going to play out and envision how the season's going to play out, I thought it was a good thing for us. I think it has been a good thing for us. I think it's helped prepare us for the 6-week stretch that we're about to face. And at the end of the day, it's just my belief that we have to, we have to get better each day. We have to keep progressing as a football team, regardless who the opponent is. We have to take care of us. And if we continue to progress, which I think we have progressed as a team, I think we've gotten better in a lot of areas. But I also understand that we have a long way to go. We have a lot more development that needs to happen. We got to keep getting better. And if we keep getting better as the year goes on, then I think we'll like the results. But if we get comfortable, we stop preparing the way we need to prepare, we can, and our progress gets halted for whatever reason, we're not going to like the results. That's kind of the way it works. You know, you gotta keep getting better as the year goes on. And I think our guys understand that. And because, you know, obviously they sit there and they watch the film every day. There's a lot of areas that we got to continue to get better at.
Talked about Leroy. With that spot, him, Harvey, was it tough to...
You're listening to Bo Pelini's weekly press conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back to Lincoln.
Well, I mean, it's not something that you usually have done in the past in terms of playing multiple guys at the safety spot.
Yeah, I think that... I think it makes you better. I think it helps you. You know, the competition makes everybody better. And we've gotten better at the safety spot. Our understanding's better. Our communication's better. We've been playing cleaner as years gone on. That was an issue early on. And not with just the safeties, obviously, but across the board. But I've seen good progress. And right now I feel with Leroy playing and Harvey and Coop, who I think is really starting to get a firm grip on what he's doing, and obviously Drew Green and his versatility, that helps you. It helps you as a unit, and I think our guys are getting better.
Hey, Bo, your ability to turn the ball, takeaways, your turnover margin is up this year. Is that a result of the pressure you get on the quarterback, or is it just a renewed emphasis on practice and those things?
Well, I think execution obviously helps, but you know, you get pressure on the quarterback, that helps. You know, you look at where we are, and you know, I think our takeaways have been better. I think there are reasons for it. We have some playmakers in some areas. I think we're faster than we have been in the past. You know, when we execute pretty well, we have a chance to be pretty good. When we're all on the same page and we're playing disciplined football, that's usually when turnovers happen. But obviously, having a little more speed and some playmakers out there helps you. And you know, I'm also, you know, the other thing that we've improved as the year's gone on, our third down defense is getting better, and that's going to be big as the year goes on. Is, you know, having the ability to get off the field on third down, and you know, I think we're executing better in that area now. But you know, I still think that, you know, that's always a big area and something we want to keep working on and something we spend a lot of time on.
Anything else today?
That's easy on me today. Jeez. Just waiting to play another game, huh? Thanks, guys.
And there he is, Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini, expecting it would be a shorter press conference today. You could tell about 8 minutes in, they were running out of questions. They were going, man, we better ask some questions here. But actually, the content was pretty decent today from Coach Pelini. As they get ready for Minnesota, they're coming off a bye week. There was no excitement before that. The whole Spencer Long injury had played itself out. There was a couple questions on, you know, maybe guys coming out of a red shirt, or are they satisfied with what they've got going on right now? Also want to let you know that it has just been tweeted by the Big Ten Network that the Nebraska-Northwestern game in Lincoln, they've set the kickoff time. It's not 11 in the morning. 2:30 in the afternoon. Northwestern at Nebraska. 2:30. That's a high five for all Nebraska fans. 2:30 in the afternoon on Saturday, November the 2nd. Northwestern at Nebraska. It will be on the Big Ten Network. So obviously you'll need BTN to watch that ball game. We will talk a little bit about what Coach Pelini had to say here during his press conference. Jimmy, Taylor Martinez, he's... Sometimes Bo sits there and he's just solid as a rock. Sometimes he's fidgety, like he's got something else on his mind, or he knows that he's got to disguise some things, and I think he's still disguising some things with the quarterback position. Maybe Martinez is 100%, and they're just trying to keep Minnesota on their toes, or maybe he's not close to getting back yet, and he doesn't want to let anybody know. But I fully expect Martinez to be the starting quarterback Saturday. How about you?
No, I think it's the other way around.
Really?
It'd been nice to see him. Yeah, I couldn't get his body language on that. But when he said,
Taylor's getting field work, but he's not taking any reps with the number ones. Makes me think that he will suit up for this game, but I don't think he's going to start him, which is really, which would really be something to see. You know what I mean? That he's going to be suited up, but he won't start. I think that's what's going to happen. And that's I'm not calling that the shot because that hasn't nobody's indicated that that would happen.
You think that would affect the point spread?
Yeah, I think a little. Not a tremendous amount. What's going to affect the point spread is that it's wrong and that people are going to be betting the heck out of Nebraska. That's the thing. That's a wrong point spread. They're basing that all on one football game. I mean, did anybody – I mean, Illinois was 39-19, and that's a 20-point swing. And Illinois, I think, is better than Minnesota. But I know the game was in Lincoln, but I just don't
– And Minnesota had a bye week. They had 2 weeks to get ready for Northwestern
Northwestern didn't play real well when they got beat the week before. Was it 38-3 or something like that or something?
Absolutely, you know, so I mean, bumped by Wisconsin.
Yeah, so Northwestern's kind of ripe for the picking, if you were going to be honest about
it. The schedule caught up to them.
Right. And I mean, really, I mean, yeah. So, yeah, that, I mean, I just don't see Minnesota playing with Nebraska. I just do not see it. Possible, highly improbable.
Nebraska's been able to run the ball pretty effectively most of the season. That seems to be one of Minnesota's strengths. And when we get into the week, later on in the week, and we talk with some of the folks about the Golden Gopher program, we will talk about that. Coach talked about their offensive and defensive lines and getting to watch them play this past week. Said he wasn't surprised about Minnesota Northwestern, but you could kind of tell, and he so much said it, you know, I'm happy because A, it knocks Northwestern down a peg. B, it shows that Minnesota can win football games and should get the attention of your football players. And those are Nebraska's next two opponents. So he gets to sit down, watch Minnesota-Northwestern. I think you got to feel good that if Nebraska goes out and plays to their ability, that that's two more wins for the Huskers. And then kind of towards the end there of the press conference, talked about the two quarterbacks at Minnesota, the six-week stretch, and now the real season kind of begins for the Huskers, and then the turnover margin. Nebraska has gotten better at that this season, and say what you will. I mean, Armstrong did throw three picks, so don't say, well, Martinez isn't playing, and so there's fewer turnovers, because that's not the case. They're just maybe Nebraska's forcing a few more this year than what they did last year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, when you really look at the Big Ten schedule, I don't want to play Wisconsin, and we don't have to. They look as good as anybody. Ohio State. You know, I mean, I'm talking about regular season schedule. Don't have to play them. And then Indiana doesn't look pretty good against Michigan on the road. You know, so, you know, we talk about having the right schedule. We have it.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can also email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Twitter, you can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. Here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac are rolling through the month of October. They're giving away storm tickets and parking passes, oil changes, all kinds of great deals, kind of like a Christmas come early on their Facebook page. And you can like them on Facebook at Think Midway. And you can check out their complete inventory at the all-new ThinkMidway.com. Up, rolling, ready to roll. So check that out at ThinkMidway.com. You can see their great selection of Chevy Silverados right now with manufacturer rebate. You can get up to $8,600 off. If you're looking for a beautiful car to drive, how about the Cadillac XTS? Up to $9,500 off the Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Working hard for you 6 days a week. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We've got more to wrap it up after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Everything you do on the Newsprint Network is important. Today, we honor the following product review John posted with his new Samsung Galaxy Tab 3.
Apollo's foot care deodorizer balls are the luxury convertible of shoe deodorizer balls. I used to have a foot odor problem, the same way the beach has a sand problem. The scent was truly the devil's perfume. These magic balls changed all that. No more rank socks, no more ice skate rentals telling me to just keep them. I rated the bike helmet that saved my life 4 stars, and I give these little miracles 5.
In honor of all the important things you do on the Newsprint Network, we bring you this great deal. Get the new 7-inch Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 with Android 4.2 Jelly Bean for just $49.99 when you sign up for a data plan starting at only $5 per month. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com today.
Offer ends 1/23/14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination. Plan price excludes taxes and Sprint surcharge.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
With considerable cloud cover and some sunny breaks at times as well through the day today, we'll head up to 57 with northwest winds of 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance for a shower late with a low near 41. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 46.
I got my first real six-string.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. ESPN officially reporting that Indianapolis Colts wide receiver Reggie Wayne out for the year with a torn ACL. So Reggie Wayne, Julio Jones, two of the top receivers over the last 3 weeks, out for the year. Sam Bradford, he's gone. Matt Schaub's on the bench. Michael Vick, who knows? Boy, it was great to be a Dallas fan and catch him on a bad week, but man, the Eagles looked horrid, just horrid yesterday. Chip Kelly's got to be going, what's going on here? Let's get to the Dent Popper inbox. Brent says, is it just me or were there multiple ejections Saturday, college football, for targeting? Some looked questionable and some didn't, but any hit with the helmet close to another helmet, the guy is out of there. At least the refs are consistent, unlike the strike zone in baseball. Your thoughts? I'll tell you what, there's a lot of them where we see some pretty good hits, whether it was Saturday or Sunday, and there is no flag. But anytime there's a good hit, Jim, the shoulder and head, you're leading with them. That's how you get a good hit in football. I just, as far as the whole targeting thing, it should be launching and not targeting. The serious injuries come from launching yourself at a football player. Targeting, God. You could just be standing there, the guy's running at you, and you just level him, and they're going to call you for it's very tough. I'm glad that it's one of those things that they can at least look at on replay and say, okay, it's a penalty, but we're not throwing him out, or at least they got a little discretion in that area.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I appreciate what the caller listener said to you, Doug, because, you know, if it's your son and he's out there playing – and he's running downfield, and there's been an interception, and he's all of a sudden turned around to try to tackle the guy, and he's running after it, and all of a sudden somebody comes up and just takes a shot at him when he didn't see it coming. I want it called. I want that called. You know what I mean? It's in the rule book. It's unnecessary, and you're not supposed to do that. You know what I mean? So if it's at the head, just like he said, if they, you know, now if they want to hit him in the waist, that's fine. You know, but I don't want it. I don't want it at the head. So you're right. I think that they made that. And you know what? Nick Foles got a concussion in the game the other day. So is it right to play a game where there's concussions? We're wearing helmets for a reason.
Yeah.
The helmets are on for a reason. And the helmets are for protection. They're not a weapon. You know what I mean? So you shouldn't be using that helmet as a weapon.
Giants favored by 3.5 in Monday Night Football tonight, and they haven't won a game. Playing Minnesota, new quarterback Josh Freeman. What are your thoughts on tonight's Monday Night Football game? Because the only reason anybody would be interested in this is two reasons: fantasy and gambling. That's why they do it. There's no reason to listen to this football game otherwise, which is tonight here on ESPN Radio.
Yeah, I think I'd take I'd give the 3.5 and go ahead and take the Giants. You know, Minnesota's they got to stop the run. They'll have to stop the run against Minnesota. And that's my deal. When you're talking about Minnesota Golden Gophers, Doug, we were going back on that Minnesota Golden Gophers. Do they run the ball more than they throw it, or are they two dimensional? Do you know?
Well, as far as running it, David Cobb and Roderick Williams, 477 and 330. To their quarterback, Mitch Leidner. He's averaging about 57 yards a game. Cobb, 68 yards a game. Williams, 47 yards a game. Passing it, it's just there's not a lot there. Philip Nelson, Mitch Leidner, they are the co-quarterbacks. And combined, let's see, what have we played here? 7 games, and they've thrown for less than 900 yards.
Yeah, I think if you're one-dimensional, Nebraska really has some success. Pelini's always been successful if somebody's one-dimensional. Where he's had trouble is, and so does everybody else. Let's be honest about this. So does everybody else. When you can do both, and you can run it and throw it, it makes it really tough on the defense. So I would think Nebraska would have some success keeping Minnesota around 21 points or under. So if you think Nebraska can get 31 or over, you know which way to go.
Well, rushing offense, Nebraska is second in the conference, and Minnesota is fourth, passing ninth and 12th in the conference. So dead last for Minnesota. Total offense next to last for Minnesota in the conference. They are pretty good in punting the ball and returning kickoffs, and they also are third in the conference tackles for loss. But Nebraska is second in tackles for loss and last in punt returns. So maybe a little special teams could be big in this football game.
Well, hey, you know, like you say, hey, sometimes that's what you got to do. If you're not very good on offense, you better be pretty good at putting the ball and covering punts. Yeah.
Tomorrow, Daryl Morris, and he will talk UNK football. Tony Harper will talk Hastings college football. Turnovers are just killing Hastings and UNK for the second straight year. They're trying to find a guy just to take snaps. Three quarterbacks, McNitt, Marsh, and Brower, all out. But they do get the win. Tyler McCune from Lexington takes over. Romero Cotton had another nice day as well. Weird weekend in volleyball. Nebraska and UNK both lose. Hastings goes out and beats a 15th-ranked team in Dort. Just shocking the loss for the UNK volleyball team. That's one of those where you just play once and you go down to Lindenwood, Missouri. I can see that that's just the blah, blah, but with the region and trying to win the conference, I know it's tough. You have to win every single match, it seems like, and the pressure sometimes gets to you a little bit. We do have high school volleyball tonight. The Twin Valley Conference Finals at Blue Hill. Deschler and Lawrence Nelson consolation at 6. Blue Hill and Silver Lake, the 1 and 2 seeds, will play in the championship. Crossroads Conference Tournament is going to the quarterfinals today in York. The RPAC, Republican Plains Conference Tournament, has games in Juanita, Paxton, Bertrand, and Bartley today as well as they get going. Grand Island Northwest needed every single point to beat Columbus Lakeview to win the Central Conference Tournament Saturday at Ansley Litchfield. Congratulations, they win the Loup Valley Conference. And the Tri-City Storm, they scored some goals this weekend. Problem was they gave up 13 in their two games, 6-2, 7-4 losses, and now they hit the road to go to Lincoln and Omaha this Friday and Saturday. But I did understand that Duck Dynasty night Saturday was huge.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, you were there.
3,300 others were there, too, I guess.
They were standing in line for Mountain Man.
Yeah, the autograph line was going crazy.
Jeff, that's
and
unbelievable.
He talks,
wait till we have Jimmy Langan night.
He talks just like this to Mountain Man.
Hey, Jeff, I was going to tell you. You know, you and I were out there driving around the other day, mm-hmm. and we didn't know what that was out there with those pivots, but that was the Nebraska defense
out there, right. Working
out with Bo Pelini. Hey, when you and I, we were out there, so you're right, Doug.
Told you.
Yeah, T&L.
Forbes has put out their most hated NFL players. Mm-hmm. I can't, I, you know, whatever. Michael Vick won. Manti Te'o. Why? The guy hasn't even played a snap, has he? Sue's third, Ben Roethlisberger's fourth, and Sanchez, who hasn't played a snap this year either, is fifth. Jeff came across that. I read it. There you go. Fun, fun, fun. Why do we got to hate? Why is there so much hate? I hate it when there's that much hate.
Next Friday, we'll talk a little bit about that Grambling. We'll have more information about that. That was really kind of amazing. It'll be interesting to see what they say.
It's a bad deal.
Going on here. This could be, there could be some weird penalties assessed and some people maybe losing some jobs.
Some backlash is bad. Yeah. Well, speaking of jobs, Jim Leland steps down as Detroit Tigers manager. Also, Reggie Wayne is out for the year for the Colts. That's happened here officially in the last hour. Sam Bradford out for the Rams. Nebraska Northwestern, 2:30. They have announced this morning next week's game. This week's game on ESPN with Minnesota is at 11 a.m. Tomorrow, Daryl Morris, Tony Harper, State Cross Country with live coverage on Friday. We'll be talking more about that this week. Another Husker Lunch Wednesday with Sean Callahan at Cunningham's. We're just getting started another week here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.